Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is open to negotiations for a new ceasefire deal in order to get Hamas hostages out. Hamas says they are not interested, at least until Israel stops its operations in Gaza. This comes in the wake of a fratricide incident involving several Israeli hostages who were mistakenly attacked and killed by friendly IDF forces over the weekend. The incident sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv Saturday. An estimated crowd of 100,000 people turned out for a rally to demand the release of the remaining hostages. One Senate Democrat says the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has been undermining a vision of peace.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has been an exceptionally difficult partner.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons said on CBS Face the Nation that President Biden and most of Congress want a two-state solution with Israel and an independent Palestinian nation. Coons agrees with the U.S. standing strong with Israel after the October 7th Hamas attack and enabling Israel to defend itself. However, he also wants more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza and wants Israel to do more to avoid civilian casualties there. A powerful storm system is producing widespread flooding, gusty winds, the possible chance for tornadoes making its way up the Atlantic coast over the weekend. This comes after wreaking havoc in Florida. For most parts of the mid-Atlantic, and until Tuesday for New England, extreme downpours remain a threat through most of this morning. No injuries are reported after a car collided with a vehicle that was part of President Biden's security detail in Delaware. The car was surrounded by police following the accident, with the President and First Lady Jill Biden unharmed. It's unknown the circumstances behind the crash. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Florida Republicans are continuing to call for the resignation of current GOP Chair Christian Ziegler. The demand stems from rape and sexual battery allegations against Ziegler. Party officials on Sunday held an emergency meeting during which they voted to strip him of most of his power as chairman and to reduce his salary to just $1. Fantasia Barrino is alleging racial profiling as the reason that she and her family were ousted from an Airbnb rental over the weekend. The actress-singer posted on X that the Airbnb host accused the group of having a party and making loud noises. Barrino said she was never told that she could not have company. She asserts, in fact, the property seemed to encourage gatherings. Airbnb has reached out to Barrino to look into the incident. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is pleading with the victims' families in the December 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, to accept a new minimum settlement of $55 million, or $5.5 million, for 10 years. More is possible, depending on Jones' income. The families who accept the deal would have to give up all legal claims against Jones. The shooting left 26 people dead, the majority of them 6- and 7-year-old children. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I do want to clarify something. As I mentioned earlier, the J6 Legal Fund, it's j6legal.org. That's what you want to click on, j6legal.org, if you want to participate in the matching donations that has been offered by the Overstock.com billionaire. He's putting up $500,000. He's pledged to donate $500,000. If we can meet half that and raise $250,000 by the end of Sunday at midnight. So j6legal.org if you want to participate. And thank you very much for doing so. Shea Bradley Farrell is going to be joining us in just a moment. She's a foreign policy expert and author. Her book, Last Warning to the West, Hungary's Triumph Over Communism and the Woke Agenda, comes with a warning, if not even an admonition to the West, but also a message of hope. That if Hungary can do it, if they have hung in there for over 1,000 years, the people of Hungary have fought against oppression and survived to wholeheartedly embrace their freedom and national identity today. So you ask, is there hope for America? Shea Bradley Farrell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on. And yes, I always want to end with a message of hope and strategies and solutions, because otherwise, what's the point, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no question. Overwhelming majority of Americans are feeling the pain. They sense that something has gone awfully wrong, that our democratic republic has been compromised, it's corrupt, and it's like it's slipping through our fingers, Shay.
Yeah, Bill, they have good reason to be concerned. You know, when I first started doing research on my book, Last Warning to the West, I was going over to Hungary, and I was doing interviews with regular people in Budapest, out in the country as well, and also senior officials. And I heard this over and over again, that the United States, the rhetoric coming out of the United States, was reminding them, the Hungarians, of their Soviet era.
Yeah. Yeah, and that seems to be consistent with other countries who have gone and have experienced communism, the same type of thing. We have people coming in, you know, from Argentina, Venezuela, and they go, oh, my gosh, deja vu all over again here. So so they're seeing this. Also, the other thing that I hear often, Shay, is that they still look at America as that shining light on a hill, that beacon of hope. And they are hopeful for our nation, which, you know, I appreciate. And they pray for our nation that we will, you know, that we will turn back to first principles. And I say one of the big issues that we repent. We repent from the things that we have done wrong and get our country back on track.
Well, and I agree. And, yeah, especially during the Reagan era, they looked to the United States as their beacon of hope. They were under Soviet occupation during that time. They were under occupation from 1946 to 1991. Mm. And, you know, as I did the research for my book, here's the deal. Bolshevism or Marxism mm-hmm. is very similar to progressivism. You see what's going on in the U.S. right now. You see the roots of it in the Marxism or Bolshevism of the early 1900s. You know, stuff like legalized abortion trumpeted mm-hmm. as health care, divisiveness, trying to put division between people, you know, people and religion, people and their families, parents and their children, the diminishment of parental rights and authority, all of these streamed out of Marxism and the Bolshevik revolution. And I am trying to get that point across to people that we are slowly losing our freedoms. In fact, Bill, in 1959, you know, I found as part of my research some documents that had come out of our Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. There were lesson strategies that outlined the communist psychological warfare agenda. And in fact, all of these points are in my book. But you mm-hmm. look at those points, and every one of them applies to the United States today and to the woke agenda coming out of the European Union.
Exactly. Nothing new under the sun. We have been warned, but it seems that Americans at large, somehow, this is incredible to them. They just cannot believe that this is possible. But it's kind of crept in, and it's taken over every aspect of our culture to such a degree. And we were talking about this earlier, Shay, that, you know, traditionally, politics is supposed to be downstream the culture. But what has happened is the same thing in other communist countries, is that the model gets flipped. And what happens is politics takes the lead and culture becomes downstream politics. This is why it's so divisive right now and why we're at each other's throats. And so, because that's what politics does. Politics divides, sadly. It doesn't unite. It is the heart of the American people. You know, the spirit of 1776, the spirit of the pilgrims when they first came in unity, seeking God and praying to God for over 12 years to have a country, have a place where they could honor God and worship God freely and not be controlled by a government. And God answered that prayer. And, and people inherently understand that there is a huge difference from then to now.
Exactly, Bill. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and the whole point of communism is control. So, again, this is why I wrote the book, because you, like you said, Americans are having a hard time grasping this. But, you know, in 1959, there was an international security expert, again, writing in our Department of Defense manuals that our freedoms were being taken away little by little. And as soon as we realized this, you know, that communism did this kind of thing, everything would be okay. We'd wake up and, you know, everything, freedom would prevail. Well, we haven't woken up. We have watched it little by little. Let me go back to those, you know, 11 points of the communist psychological warfare. You know, one of those was, again, going back to the issue of control, is that the government or the leading power of communism wants to use a crisis in order to gain control. We saw that during COVID, for sure.
Right.
Governments all over the world were taking power that people should have been more appalled at, and they were not. Another one of those points is using propaganda, like creating a propaganda base that pushes communism and is so much stronger to get the communist message out. Well, we see that right now with, you know, the leftist media basically controlled by the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've taken over, you know, the entire narrative. And look at this is what you know, this is what happened to us during COVID. The disinformation, which is unbelievable, Shay, is that all the disinformation the government was responsible for, yet their fingers are pointing out, claiming that other people were offering disinformation when you had doctors out there that didn't go with the party line and they were just saving lives and keeping people out of the hospital. But then they had to go to Star Chambers and defend their medical license. Unbelievable. We got to go to break. More from Shay after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The U.S. State Department recently reported that it can be difficult to determine whether incidents of violence in Cameroon are motivated by religion. Yet reports reveal that radicals often infiltrate church services and desecrate the building, even kidnapping numerous religious leaders and dozens of seminary students. It's clear that people in this region are desperate for the love of Christ, but with so much turmoil threatening their well-being, they often don't know where to turn. The Tide Ministry has been working in the region for the last year and has seen amazing progress. Christians afraid of persecution are able to find comfort in the daily broadcasts, while those looking to hear the good news for the first time have easy access to the gospel in their local language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Shay Bradley Farrell is with us, a foreign policy expert. She's released a new book, Last Warning to the West, And by comparison, and this is my addition to it, by comparison, that's not part of the title, but the subtitle is Hungary's Triumph Over Communism and the Woke Agenda. So there is hope, ladies and gentlemen, and it's interesting because we are in the season of Advent. The first week was hope, because we understand who we can render our hope and where our hope comes from God Almighty. And of course, this week we've been focusing on peace. So, and so I love this Advent season because it prepares us for, you know, Christmas and God's greatest gift to his creation. Shay, in your book, before we get down the road too far here, is that your book comes well endorsed, right?
Bill, I have been so blessed by my endorsements. I couldn't have asked for anything more. Carrie Lake wrote the foreword for my book, and I met her in Hungary this year.
Really?
Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, General Michael Flynn, Representative Paul Gosar, all of them endorsed the book with review blurbs on the back cover. So if for nothing else, you've got to get a copy off of Amazon just to read those, because that just meant the world to me.
Well, and it's also a reminder of our history. The problem that we have in today's academia is we ignore history. And this is why our kids are running in the streets, shouting epithets and bumper sticker slogans that are disconnected. They're not very intellectual, bottom line, because they fail to study history and understand what it's all about. It's ironic because you have even, you know, like the LGBTQ community, yelling for Palestine and echoing the motto, from the river to the sea, which really is pointed toward a Holocaust. And what they don't understand, the LGBTQ community, again, this is such blatant ignorance and typical of where we are right now in our culture, is that they wouldn't last for 2 seconds in a Muslim community.
I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and homosexual people go to jail in many places in the Middle East.
Well, they're lucky if it's only jail, Shay. I mean, many times they launch them off the top of buildings.
ISIS cut their heads off and pushed them off of buildings. I mean, it is amazing what people don't understand. That's part of the reason I wrote the book, Bill, because I traced history of communism, and I'm not a historian, but I realized you couldn't tell the modern day story of Hungary and how they are opposing the woke agenda unless you understood their fight for sovereignty over the past 1,000 years, but especially since 1944, when the Nazis came in and occupied them, killed, oppressed their people. The Soviets came in 1946. They were there until 1991, and they did the exact same thing. They killed their political opposition. They put people on show trials to make them look guilty. And, they took away people's freedom. You touched on culture earlier, Bill. And what's very interesting about Sovietization of the satellite countries was that one of the steps that they took was to take away civic society, to close down civic institutions, to watch people in churches so that they, didn't become too faithful. They took, they made the Hungarians take religious symbols down off their walls and put pictures up of the communist leaders. They wouldn't let them celebrate national holidays. Anyway, so they really took away the fabric of what, people put their foundation on.
Exactly. Well, and faith is a huge deal, and this is what's happening in our country today. I mean, you have Scott Powell was on earlier, Shay, and I had not heard about the Reconciliation Monument that they want to take down in Arlington and what it represented, the woof and wharf of hope and forgiveness and reconciliation right there in that monument. And, and the Naming Commission has decided to take it down. And this is a big part of our history. This, really memorialized the unification of the North and South after the Spanish-American War. and where the you know, like 9/11, when America came together. Remember, we had about 3 weeks of unity. It's about all we could stand. It's crazy in the midst of this crazy political environment we're in. But for about 3 weeks of unity, we were together, and it's USA, USA, it's America, and all that. And so you had a similar expression there, and to memorialize that, you get this beautiful monument that they wanted. I mean, it's been ordered to tear it down. I mean, Def Secretary Austin is dismantling it there in Arlington. And, you know, the people need to speak up, you know, to your point, and you point this out in your book as well, is that we cannot just sit there and be laissez-faire about these critical monuments and benchmarks of our history that that really demonstrate, a great American idea given to us by God, managed by humanoids, failed people, and we've made our mistakes, but we've also at points been able to come together and say and ask for forgiveness, repent, and get back on track. And to me, I believe that's our hope, and that's the only thing that we can look for that could possibly save the West, as you, you know, put out this last warning to the West, because we are, for the longest time, Shay, we've been getting messages that we're at a tipping point, but I believe we're on the other side of that tipping point, and we're going downhill, and I think that that's adding to the rapidity of all these things that have happened in the last couple of years. It's so amazing, right?
Yeah, Bill, you're exactly right. What's going on with the statue is what the communists did in the Soviet satellite countries. They set about to reinterpret people's history and to oppress Western civilization. If you go back, you know, into the early 1900s, Communist International was a group of different bodies within the Soviet satellite that got together to spread communism. Supposedly, it was disbanded in 1940s, but I believe that it's still been going on. And if you look at what has happened throughout the Western world, it is. And the other thing that you touched on is really the deconstruction of Western civilization. You know, woe to us if that happens, because certainly we are not perfect. And as you alluded to, we have to learn from our mistakes. But this is the greatest country on earth. You know, and Reagan said, paraphrasing, of course, that we're never more than a generation away from losing our freedom. And I have to tell you, Bill, I think he's right on that.
Right.
And we may be very close to it right now. Mm-hmm. I came to Washington actually not to be a leader of the conservative movement. I've only been here about 7 years. I came to work in international development, but I started volunteering for Concerned Women for America. And during the Trump administration, and as I did that, I realized that my freedoms were being taken away as I got more involved in D.C. So I encourage people, we have to stand for our freedom. You and I are people of faith. That's what initiates everything that I do. But also, as you mentioned earlier, I lay out in the book a way forward, because Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban put out 12 points of how to really hold on to your country and push back against the woke agenda. And I can go into those if you'd like, but
we've got a minute left.
Okay.
But I'll let you summarize it. But that's also a good reason for why people need to get their hands on your book, so they can read all 12 points and study it and see how it can apply to them, and that they can be motivated to be part of the solution and not add to the problem.
Yes, that's exactly right, because we need to be on the offense, not the defense all the time. There are many ways to do that. So please, Bill, I'd like to say my book is on Amazon, Last Warning to the West. You can read all those great endorsements, or you can come on counterpointinstitute.org and sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send out that information to you. But thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, Shay Bradley Farrell, thank you. God bless. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator comparing the flow of immigrants into the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin announced in November he is not running for re-election, prompting speculation that he may run for president as a third-party candidate. Lawmakers are pushing to have salon workers trained to spot signs of domestic violence. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth are set to introduce the Salon Stories Act today. The bill would provide grant money to states that make it a requirement for aspiring cosmetologists to take domestic violence prevention courses in order to obtain their licenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We're on standby for Jake Lang, who's calling us from prison at the D.C. Gulag, because we've got breaking news. And we also, before we talk about the breaking news, I want to remind you of the other great bit of news that we got earlier this week. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com, the gazillionaire, who was on the Political Prisoner podcast this past week, publicly pledged to donate $500,000 to the January 6th Legal Fund if we can raise $250,000 by the end of this weekend. And it looks really good. I'm not sure. I'm waiting to hear from Jake specifically if we've been very effective in reaching that goal. To participate, you can go to the it's j6legal.org, j6legal.org. It'll automatically connect you with GoSendGo, which is the J6 Legal Fund, and you can donate there whatever God places on your heart. Be much appreciated, because these funds will be used in order to deal with you know the legal expenses that what is it? We've got over 300 J6ers that are still in jail. But Jake Lang is is connected with us right now from the D.C. Gulag. Jake, welcome as always. How you doing, brother?
Bill, my brother, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I'm so excited. I was just telling the audience about, Patrick Byrne and his generous donation. And, I directed everybody to the GoSendGo.com or J6Legal.org website. And people are responding, and it looks like we got a good amount of money there. I know that there was a certain goal that we needed to hit in order for Patrick Byrne to deposit his $500,000 to the account. How are we doing on the goal?
So you guys know better than me. You guys can see it, but I believe we're at like $340,000 around there.
Yeah, and that's what I have.
We need to get to $500,000. By the stroke of midnight on Sunday, so we're well on our way. We've done about like $70,000 or $80,000 in fundraising yesterday. So today, between today and tomorrow, and then all day Sunday, God willing, the people pull through. So really, the offer is like a double matching offer. So if you get $500 to the J6 Legal Fund today, it actually equals $1,500 for the Jan Sixers, because all we had to raise was like $250,000, $210,000, something like that. And so he's basically doubling all of our donations, which is really generous. And so we're blown away. Bill, it's grateful.
Well, this is needed, and because we're at a critical tipping point. You and I have been talking about this for months, and you had mentioned the last two times that you were sending the case to SCOTUS, and we were praying that the Supreme Court would pick it up, and we got some great news.
Yeah, this is astronomical. I mean, after 3 years of sitting in the gulag without a trial, 3 years of my family struggling and the whole entire January 6th community basically being, disenfranchised and being completely downtrodden, because pretty much every single time we go to trial, the verdict's coming back guilty. Everybody's being railroaded. So this right here, the Supreme Court picking up the obstruction of Congress 1512 charge, in this case, is so important for the Jan 6 community. It's our biggest win by far. And when the Supreme Court rules on this in our favor, it's going to be a jail spring. Hundreds of Jan 6ers are going to be released from prison. And we'll also protect Donald Trump from landing his butt in a prison cell, too.
Right. The ramifications of this is really huge. Take the time, if you would, Jake, and explain to the people this 1512 obstruction of Congress charge that these Democratic prosecutors have been using against the J6ers and President Trump.
100%. So what's important is to frame this.
Okay, we've got a break in connection here. Let's hope he calls back. What we have to do in order to communicate with Jake, because we're going through the Prism's comms, the communication there, and he's probably in a phone booth without a cape, of course, but I'm just kidding. But anyway, and so what happens, we get to talk to him 15 minutes at a time. He has to hang up and then call back, but for some reason we've got an interruption here. But as he started to explain, this 1512 obstruction of Congress charge is what they've been using, and this carries a maximum 20-year felony sentence. And the last time when we talked to Jake, if you can remember, I asked him, I said, Jake, what is it that they want from you? I mean, here it was. He was arrested at the age of 25. He's now 28. Imagine that. 3 years that he's been spending a lot of that time in solitary confinement. And I told him, I said, being claustrophobic, I don't know how you do it. I mean, it gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking of doing this. Kind of like my conversation, if you might recall, when we talked with Paul Manafort. And Paul Manafort was in solitary confinement for like 6 months. And I'm going, I couldn't even handle 6 minutes. And I said, how did you do it? And he goes, well, you have no other alternative. Because if you let your brain, get away with you, it'll drive you crazy. And I said, God, I can certainly relate to that and imagine what that must be. And for Jake and these other prisoners, here they are. I mean, for what they've done. And then by comparison, as you may have heard earlier this week with another guest, is that you think of what happened prior to January 6th, what was it, 6-7 months earlier, when you had Antifa and Black Lives Matter you know, the attack there on the Capitol building on D.C., they had to put President Trump, they had to take him underground and, you know, protect he and his family. That's how bad it got. They tried to burn down the church, almost burned down the church. The destruction that they had perpetrated there over those, I think it was like three nights that they were there, okay? And it was unbelievable. And the injury to police officers, I think almost a couple hundred, 100 officers were injured. And, you know, nobody went to jail. Nobody went to jail. But yet on January 6th, we've had, you know, patriots who were arrested and sentences, you know, in some cases, you know, 22 years being sentenced in jail. Jake Lang has been reconnected with us. Jake, we were interrupted as you were talking about the significance of the 1512 obstruction of Congress charge. Help our audience understand.
Thanks, Bill. Sorry about that, guys. I am in prison. I'm in a solitary confinement prison cell in the basement of D.C. jail, 5 miles away from the United States Capitol, also known as the Gulag. So you have to bear with me sometimes, guys.
No worries.
So, you know.
Well, we're more than bearing with you. It reminds us that we need to continue to pray for you and the other J6ers as well, Jake. So, but go ahead, and we've got a minute and a half left in this segment, so you'll have to hang up and then call us back here in about 4 minutes afterwards. But go ahead.
Sounds good. Yeah, so guys, so this 1512 obstruction of Congress charge is an overbroadly applied, politically based charge. It's a 20-year maximum felony. What they're doing is they're using this charge as a political instrument, a bludgeoning tool, a weaponized law code against the patriots at January 6th. 327 of us have been charged with this 20-year maximum felony, and Donald Trump. And the felony was originally designed to go after, in 2002, the Enron executives that were shredding all the documents before the congressional committee. And so this law has to do with tampering and destroying documents that will be used in official proceedings, which has nothing to do with January 6th. So we can see that they've used this law code, they've weaponized it against the people, and really that's what's at stake here in Supreme Court. Will the Supreme Court sit back as Biden's corrupt DOJ weaponizes federal law enforcement against the United States people and the constitutionalists? That's really what's at stake here.
Yeah, what documents were shredded?
There was no, I never even made it inside the building, and I got charged with this ridiculous 20-year felony.
Okay, we go to break. Jake, call us back. We'll stand by for you, buddy. Take care.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you save more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Santa Land, Santa Land, it's a Christmas-only thing. Where ho-ho hats always stay in style.
That's it. We've got to have a little bit of Christmas flavor music here as we are, 10 days away from that magical time of year when, we get God's greatest gift ever. And I'll tell you, we've got some great news this week. And Jake Lang continues with us from the D.C. Gulag. He is in solitary confinement. Jake, 3 years. 3 years now. This is incredible. You know, you were 25 when you went in, you're 28 now, away from your family, your friends. God bless you for fighting the good fight for freedom, because you remind all of us that freedom is not free, and that we need to maintain a vigilance. And here we are, and our prayer is that SCOTUS will have the insight and all that it takes in order to do right by the J6 Patriots who are in jail, over 300 at this current count. And also, as you had mentioned, this could involve the case of Donald J. Trump as well.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And, I guess if that's what God's purpose is for myself and for many of the J6 Patriots, is really to stir up the American public, the Church of Christ, and, let them know that tyranny is afoot here in America, that, it's not just about powdered wigs and, our founding fathers. That same evil is always pervasive here on earth, and, it takes men and women of righteous character and integrity to stand up on a daily basis against these evils that we see of, greed and power struggle that is in Washington, D.C., that affects all of our normal everyday lives so much. And, I'm just grateful to God this time of year and he can use our plight and use this struggle to glorify mm-hmm. his son's name. And, you know, he put that same overcoming spirit that lives in Christ that rose him up out of the grave. He puts that same spirit in all of us, all Jan Sixers who call upon his name. And mm-hmm. I'm just grateful to be, you know, have this purpose in this. It's not just, you know, wasted years of incarceration. We are truly making a difference in American public. People are being woken up by our political persecution.
Without a doubt. And as I shared with the audience, reminding them of what happened with BLM and Antifa when they attacked the Capitol and all the damage. And I think they went on with their demonstration and their destruction of property for over 3 days. And nobody went to jail. Nobody got arrested, Jake, at all. So, you know, this two-tiered system that even Donald Trump refers to, it is clear, and it is a present danger. Now, with SCOTUS deciding to hear the case, when will that happen?
We don't have an exact date set. We're thinking sometime in maybe June. You know, they don't exactly move the quickest. They're very measured in their approach and stuff like that. So it's a grueling battle here, man. You got to have fortitude. You got to really stay, you know, close to God, because, I mean, the months and the years just seem to slip away before the Jan Sixers get justice. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and we're pushing hard on our representatives in Congress to stand by us. You just heard Vivek Ramaswamy on the CNN mm-hmm. town hall absolutely shred in to the establishment media, absolutely shred into the J6 Select Committee, false narrative, that propaganda stunt Liz Cheney and the Democrats put on. You know, he was saying J6 is an inside job. Everyone knows it. There were hundreds of federal instigators inside the crowd. You know, the Jan 6 Patriots were attacked first. We were not the aggressors. We were defending our lives and the sanctity of our constitutional right to have a vote in this country. I mean, if you can't have a vote and it won't be counted, you know, are we even Americans? And so that's what the Jan 6ers stood up to defend. And, you know, I think that the American public and our leaders are all being so pressured by people like you, Bill, and other media outlets that share our stories and people that are turning and coming on our side in swaths and large mm-hmm. droves across this country. There's no place to hide. It's not okay to you know, just sweep Jan Sixers under the rug anymore for our politicians. People are being held to account. Look at Kevin McCarthy. Kicked out of speaker position because he wouldn't release the J6 tapes.
Right, exactly. Well, we had, as you know, we had T.K. Johnson, who was the Capitol Police officer, who was in charge. He was the main supervisor at the ground level on January the 6th. He cinched, sadly, because I think this is a quality individual. We lost a quality individual there with the Capitol Police, and he since left, you know, I think 2 years short of retirement. And, you know, in a sense was kind of forced out. And you had Stephen Sun, who was, he was the Capitol Police chief and was forced to resign. And the person that seems to be consistent and complicit, well, several people, was Anaconda. I may be saying that wrong.
Yogananda,
yes. Yogananda, who T.K. Johnson reported to, and she refused to give him any kind of support and information. Anyway, they tried to elevate her and make her the acting police chief after Sun was forced to resign, right? And the officers revolted. They said, no, we're not going to follow her. And so they could not confirm her appointment. And where does she end up? She ends up at Berkeley in a higher paying position, and Berkeley right across the zip code from Nancy Pelosi. So you're starting to connect the dots here. And Stephen Sun is now being able, and we're hoping to bring him on our TV show in the next week or so, Jake. And the reveal that he has and the information that he put out there that, you know, emails and the fact that you had other people, including Nancy Pelosi, that had the information that wasn't passed on to him. And he's the guy. He's the number one guy that should have had all this intel, talking about, you know, the threats to his police officers, all this stuff. They refused. They didn't tell him anything. and left him buck naked out there to, you know, to make it work. And with no help from Muriel Bowser, nothing from Nancy Pelosi, and Nancy Pelosi was the consistent one, and even Mitch McConnell, how they stood down on this stuff. I mean, this is such a cabal and such a conspiracy that is one that has been hidden, and even the J6 committee getting rid of all the information they were told. Kevin McCarthy told them, hold on to that information, make sure you don't, and they destroyed it all. They did a Hillary Clinton bleach bit effort to get rid of all that information and evidence that the people, we the people, taxpayers paid for, and all that stuff has been set aside.
It's truly a wicked web that they've woven here from throughout January 6th. And I think that this is what a real congressional committee, not that farce force that was put on last year, that propaganda thing that was televised on 13 different networks or whatever, but a real January 6th select committee, a truth-finding committee, will get down to the bottom of where the emails and the communications between Nancy Pelosi and Yogananda Pittman, or Yogananda Pittman and another high-ranking Democrat, senior official and whatnot. There are ties. There is a cabal here. And the American people deserve to know what happened, and the January 6ers and our families deserve to be released from this tyranny, this persecution. You're dealing with people's lives here. It's not just, another one of these, Washington corrupt scandals that's like, somebody took $1 billion out of some type of slush fund or something. You're talking about people are sitting in solitary confinement. They're getting sentenced to decades in prison. Their whole entire lives are crumbling before themselves. People are committing suicide. We've had three Jan Sixers, unfortunately, take their own lives from the persecution and the weight.
It's now three, Jake. It's now three suicides from J6ers. I thought it was, I knew about one. I didn't realize there were two more. Wow.
Yes, there are. There's real life consequences to this subterfuge that that our own government has committed against the people, and, not just political and consequences. Like I was just saying, there are real consequences here, not just a power struggle in Washington, D.C., far removed from the American public. Talking about every community in America has really been stricken by this tyranny. There's been 1,200 January 6ers that have been persecuted, and from every single state in America, our communities are missing us, the work that we provide, all of the things. I mean, this is an American...
Your families, the kids are impacted, Jake, on this as well. Yeah, this is pathetic. What has been done to the J6ers, what's been done, you're exactly right, to our local communities, to our country. You talk about a constitutional crisis, but you look at, we the people need to stand up, and we need to come alongside you, and it's come alongside you, but come alongside, the spirit of freedom, the spirit of what this country is all about, right?
Amen. I agree with that 100%. So let's get activated, guys. The call to action today, Bill, that we're talking at the beginning of the show, is a double matching offer by Patrick Burns. If you guys go to j6legal.org and make a contribution on GiveSendGo right there, that's going to be huge. If we reach $500,000 by this Sunday night, which we're on our way, guys, we need your help. We're going to get another $500,000 from Patrick Burns. So, guys, please, j6legal.org. That's the place to go to help out the Jan Sixers right now.
And as always, continue to pray for our brothers there that are in the D.C. gulag in solitary confinement. You can't even imagine what that must be like. Jake, again, God bless you. Merry Christmas. And we'll continue to pray for everybody. Let everybody know that people here on the Bill Martinez Show, we stand 100% with you, okay?
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas, Bill. God bless America.
You got it. God bless, Jake Lang. And that's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. For more information, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of...